Hello and welcome to Strungecast episode 33.
How much would you pay to keep me alive?
I don't know yet. But we'll work it out as we go along.
I hope so.
Yeah. How's your week been? How's it been?
It's a hot week. It's been really hot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, getting up to the, 27, 28 in the house?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
I think this week, today's not as much. I think only 26 or so.
Yeah. I mean, it's not hugely different when it comes to being directly in the sun or in our house that gets boiling.
No.
Particularly our bedrooms, our room and the kids' room.
No, it's worse. You spend the day in the living room downstairs and it gets cooler. And then you walk upstairs to bed and it's like all
it's
that heat.
Stifling.
It's just gone upstairs.
And the kids' room is so much worse because of all of Jake's computers as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's...
By the way, that's 26 and 7 in real units, not Fahrenheit.
Oh, yeah.
We don't do that.
No. What about your week?
It didn't do much, really. It was quite quiet, I think.
Yeah.
I missed a meeting. And I made a video about that called Confirmation Bias. And it was entirely my fault as well, but I did, and I'm not usually one for that, so I was quite embarrassed about it. I thought I was 5 minutes early, but I was 55 minutes late instead, and I didn't appreciate that. Luckily, they're very nice about it, but, you know, it shouldn't have happened, and I'll be double and triple checking my stuff in the future.
But it happens.
Yeah.
You know.
You got to own these things.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, the one thing that did happen is that I am now messing with the new Native Instruments keyboard, which is sitting in front of me as I speak to you now, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice, and the keys are nice, and the controls are all metal instead of plastic, and it's a very nice build quality, and it's very interesting to play. It feels entirely different than the one I used to have, and I've been enjoying that, I must say.
It's quieter, yeah. Isn't it?
When you're watching TV in the evenings.
Well, just in general, I just don't even really hear you when you're
playing it.
Tappy-tapping.
No, you don't. This is true.
But yeah.
So what you got for us this week then, my dear? What's the quiz?
So last week's question was, how many time zones are there in the world?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Marie had an answer, didn't she? But I...
Yes. Don't... So I believe that she... I can't remember exactly what she answered, but I believe that she was mostly correct. So there are 24 standard time zones, but which I think is what she said. And then did she say that there were 11 with the half hour, possibly?
Okay.
Forgive me if I'm wrong. So the information that I have is that there are 24 standard time zones based on hour difference.
Yep.
But there are several, you know, quite a few variations on the half hour. So it increases it to around 40.
Wow.
So it's quite a lot.
This world is a big place.
Mm-hmm. It is. The half an hour one, I can't believe I didn't know that until you told me last week. I feel really stupid, but it's kind of blown my mind because I genuinely didn't know.
Yeah, if you make any friends in weird time zones, you're going to find out.
Yeah, well, obviously, I don't have many friends in different time zones.
No, well, we'll have to get you.
I know.
More.
I need to find somebody in one of these half hour
well
random
traveled.
Ones.
Yeah, exactly. must be an absolute arse trying to sort out meetings and everything. Speaking of,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, sorry, this is like, you know, whatever you said, plus 15, and this one's plus 30, that one's plus 45, like, oh dear.
But is it like that, or is it like it's 7 hours and 15, or 7 hours and 7.5 hours, or...
Well, it's, you know, wherever you start your yeah. count from, isn't it? So it's
so
whatever.
So it could be 10.5.
Yeah, could well be.
It's confusing. So for this week we have, originally... Mm. Amazon only sold what kind of product?
Ah, that one is easy. I know that one. Yes.
I know you know that one.
Yeah. And I had a friend who used to sell on there in the early days.
Oh.
So it is a thing.
There you go.
So this week's topic is about Black Mirror.
Yeah. So we need to put in a
disclaimer.
Disclaimer of spoilers for series 7, episode 1. That's all we're going to be talking about.
None of the others.
So if you haven't watched it and want to watch it and don't want to find out or get any spoilers, then don't listen to this episode until after you've watched it.
And if you don't plan on watching it, then...
then don't worry.
Listen to us anyway.
Because we will explain it.
Yeah. We will do that.
Yeah. So do you want to start maybe giving a little introduction about what...
You're better at introductions where TV series are concerned. Honestly, you're much better at this.
Oh, dear. Okay. But you'll have to...
I'll help you out.
...chip in as well because I forget things.
But okay. You're just much better
so
at this.
So this episode is called Common People.
See, I didn't even remember that.
Well, I've been, you know, doing a little bit of reading. So, and it is based around a husband and wife. She's a teacher and he is... Oh, what does he do? He has the... He's like...
I forgot. Is he a welder or something?
A welder, I think, on a big site. And they, you know, live their okay lives. Carry on. And then one day she collapses and it turns out she has, whether it's a brain tumor or something in her brain, and she's in a coma, and you know, it's very, very unlikely that she is going to recover from this. And the husband is met by a lady from a company which I've forgotten the name of.
I honestly don't remember because I've watched so much TV in the last couple of weeks, which is unlike me. But I've been really, really into a lot of things lately. They all came out at once.
You have been watching a lot. But basically, the company has this new technology that they're rolling out, which, and I might explain this really poorly, takes like a blueprint of your brain, your consciousness,
yes,
like a scan, I guess, of it.
Uploads it to the cloud,
removes the tumor, whatever is going on that is wrong, and then uploads back the
cleaned version.
Yeah, the cleaned version. So you have a backup, but this is, it's put back in. And he decides to go ahead and do that because obviously he wants to save his wife. And he's told that the procedure is free, but that there is a subscription. And of course, he wants his wife back. They're quite young. They're, what, maybe in their late 30s, early 40s? So,
yeah. Kind of our ages, really, aren't they?
Yeah, I would say maybe they're a little bit older than... Well, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, so they go ahead and they do this. And it's successful and it's all great. But over the course of the episode, the company that have done this procedure, they increase the subscription fee and make it more and more difficult not to keep up with those subscriptions. So for instance, she starts randomly spouting adverts in really inappropriate places and times, which
when she's teaching, isn't it? And then one of the children came up to her, I think in the playground or something, and she proselytized to him.
Yeah. And so she's then at risk of losing her job. So they have to increase the subscription fee in order for that not to happen. And in order to do this, because money is very tight, the husband has to find money any way he can. And there is an online website called Dumb Dummies, I believe, where you perform really awful, stupid acts that people suggest or whatever for money. And it gets to the point where he's having to do really awful things.
One of the things that I remember about this episode particularly was because she is always online and has to be connected to the cloud.
Yeah.
They pass out of the coverage area because it's statewide. This was in the US. So it's statewide, I believe, and they pass over a border because they go to their usual restaurant for dinner. I think it was an anniversary. And she just slumps.
Yeah.
It's completely switched off.
Yeah,
because he did not have the subscription to go any further than their own state. That was freaky.
Yeah.
Like, the advert stuff was freaky, but that to me is like so, oh,
yeah, it was like
nasty.
She was out of range, wasn't it?
Out of range for the brain to work. And yeah. As soon as he went back over the border, she came back on. And she didn't know any time had passed, I think, if memory serves.
Yeah. So as they, you know, continue having this sort of the stress of trying to keep up with these payments, and he very much takes it on because she is really struggling with the she's sleeping more and more. And it turns out that they are using the brain power from people on lower subscriptions. So you're in a sleep mode, but you're not actually resting, I suppose.
No.
They are using that energy from the lower subscriptions to give back.
To the higher subscriptions.
To the higher. And
it's you know what it's like? It's like brain crypto mining.
Yeah,
it is. Horrible business.
So, you know, there's a lot of tension between them. It's really difficult. And without, you know, waffling too much about every bit that happens, he ends up losing his job. And, you know, it's awful what happens between them, because it gets harder and harder for them to live. And you then skip to a year later when they're both looking absolutely hideously awful.
Bags everywhere.
Yeah, she's sleeping all the time and they're barely getting by. Go to your bed. Go on. Sorry. Penny is walking around like oofing at me under her breath and I don't know why. Yeah, so we skip to a year later when they're both looking awful and she turns to him and says, it's time. And what she means is it's time to end things. Mm. And during one of these ads, because she's now on the lowest subscription because they have no money, she obviously can't be working. And he places a pillow over her head while she's unconscious in this ad state to end her life.
There were also ads in the bedroom at one point.
Oh, whilst they were having sex. Absolutely. And there was an advert that she spouted about erectile dysfunction.
Yes, she did.
That didn't go down well for him.
It went down very quickly, I'd say.
That's not what I meant. But yeah.
It happened.
We watched this episode. And it made us think about ourselves, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like how we would, if we were in that situation.
Well, given the cost of living crisis, I don't know how much I could afford to do it right now, to be fair.
I agree. But I suppose the thing is, when you're faced with that situation, your loved one is either going to die or never recover from the coma.
That's it.
It's
a difficult one. And I honestly, yeah. I don't know the right answer. But it does, all of these episodes, they do make you stop and think. And I don't know that the whole point is to have a right or wrong answer. There are just answers.
Yeah.
You know?
No, there's no right or wrong. And it's also, you know, we can give our opinions and our thoughts on it. But when you're
in that situation,
when you are actually faced with that situation, it could be very different. And I think the thing to remember, though, is at the beginning when he chooses to do this procedure, he's not at any point aware that the subscription fees could be increasing.
It's because at that time they were new and they weren't increasing.
Exactly. So, you know, he's faced with, okay, it's $300 a month, which is a lot of money, but we can find that. When it goes up to 1,000 plus and there's add-ons, you know, if you want to have a baby, it's an extra $90 a month because that takes a lot of
processing power, yeah.
You know, all those things.
But you know what? It felt very, in a weird way, real lifey in that subscriptions, we can see this in our day-to-day life, just go up and up. And yeah. It's like they never stop. And because a lot of things are contractual, you'll pay a set fee for this length of time, but after that time, your price will go up. But you will not get any more or better service necessarily.
Mm.
I mean, sometimes you will, but it's very, very rare that you do. And it's just horrible.
Penny agrees, apparently. You probably can't hear that because of the way the mics are, but she very much agreed with you there.
She did.
But it is that thing again of how much is a life worth? What value, monetary value, do you put on somebody's life, particularly when they are somebody that you love?
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's supposed to be that life, all life is priceless, but, mm-hmm. you know.
But when it actually comes down to that situation where you have to
yeah, in very real
make
terms,
a decision with money.
In very real terms, what do you put on it?
Yeah.
And how do you cope with that? And how far do you go to find the money? How many dirty deeds will you perform?
Exactly. How far are you willing to degrade yourself?
And he did.
He very much did.
It's rough.
It is.
It was rough to watch. It was very good, by the way. The episode, like, you should watch it if you get a chance and if you are a Netflix subscriber. It was a good watch. This series was one of my favorites, actually. There were lots of good things in there. I'm not going to talk about any of the others, but I think we both agreed it was a much better series than Series 6 was.
Yes. And I think because this was the one episode that we did actually watch together.
We did. On the new sofa.
Yeah. And I think we both agreed that we wouldn't want each other to do that.
No.
So you wouldn't want me to do that for you, and I wouldn't want you to do that for me, because...
You know why, though? We have children, and the children would suffer, whether it was financially because of the upkeep of the other, or emotionally. And then you get into, like, really deep and profound areas. But this is a thing.
Well, I don't know, because I would argue that actually having children makes it harder, because you'd be saying, well, the children need their dad, they need their mum. It doesn't matter. We'll scrimp, we'll save, we won't have holidays, we'll cut back on things. The kids would rather have that parent than have the latest iPad, the latest phone, go on holiday, whatever it might be. So I think there's a flip side to that as well.
That's why you do the podcast with me.
Yeah, it's
bad things are happening outside.
I was just about to say, I think there's about to be a lot of noise from the dog. There's a new cat that has moved into the area and keeps coming into our garden, and I think might be having an argument with our cat somewhere else. And Penny is very much the protector,
mm-hmm.
and has just bounded down the stairs.
Elephant foot.
Oh, she really is when she runs like that, and is now at the back door on high alert. Do you know what? I'm going to let her in the garden.
Okay.
You stay there.
I will stay here. We've left the garden door open temporarily to let the dog.
It's okay. It's not our cat. She's inside, keeping well out of the way from this new cat.
They're always so angry, cats.
They're very territorial. That's why.
Yeah.
Cats are very territorial. Going back to it, I think I view it as much more of from an emotional point of view, whereas you view it more from a practical side.
Yeah, I think so.
So whereas you see the, well, I don't have that money, you know, to sustain that, I would see it as... I don't think I'd be able to say no if I was put in that situation.
That makes me seem bad then.
No. It's not.
Then I think, I wonder how many or what you bring back. Because, you know, I mean, in real life terms, I would have loved to have had a much better goodbye with my mum. Mm. We didn't argue, by the way. That makes it sound really terrible. But what I mean is a controlled goodbye.
Yeah.
And how long will I keep doing that? And then it becomes like, oh, well, you know, one more day or one more day.
But you see, if...
And it's mum,
If you start off with this and then you make the decision that, no, it's gone too far, you're basically choosing to either end somebody's life or end...
Well, that's it, isn't it?
Them when end
you,
their
when
life.
When you start it, you then feel guilty for wanting to switch it off.
Yeah.
And you have control over that. And that is just terrible.
I mean, I guess you say, well, the person has control themselves, because it's, also their responsibility to pay for it if they've made that choice. That's the thing. In this situation, I suppose she wasn't given a choice because she was already in the coma when it happened.
Yeah.
So never mind the fact that he's the husband, and I think however much we say, you know, equal rights and feminism and all of that, of course, but men do tend to feel like providers and protectors.
Right.
So I think in this, he very much takes on that, you know, he loves her so much, he just wants her back. And he'll do whatever he can to do that. So he then takes on that responsibility. Whereas perhaps if she'd made the decision beforehand and it was her choice to do it, maybe she would have felt like she needed to take more of that. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, it's almost like being born again, isn't it? Children didn't choose to be born, but they're here.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, she was reborn from the coma into this other life. And I don't remember if she knew that it wasn't 100% real at first, if that makes sense.
What do you mean it wasn't real?
Well, because she's controlled by the cloud. So I don't remember if their software alerts her to the fact that she's no longer her actual self. You know, I can't remember.
Well, I don't think it's like she's a different version of herself. She's still, you know, it's not like in previous episodes where you've had cloned versions or the subconscious removed and, you know, that kind of thing. She's still there. It's all still her. They've just taken out as a backup and then put her
But for example, like the adverts, she didn't know she was ever saying those things. So I don't think she ever really realized that she wasn't 100% herself. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. 100% herself, I think, is a better way of putting it.
See, I think she was 100% herself with this add-on. I think what you could say is she doesn't have 100% control.
That's it. That's
she doesn't have control over her brain.
Yeah.
And that's really scary too.
Very. Because then you're not really 100% you. You're you with additions.
Yeah.
And someone else controls and owns those additions.
Because she doesn't have memory of what she said. So she can be saying absolutely anything.
Right.
And the idea that you are...
at the whim.
Yeah, but also fueling back to others. So actually, what... and I think that's the big thing as well, is it's the quality of life. Because you can say, okay, you know, you come back and you're going to live your life to the fullest and, you know, all of these things. But actually, she can't, because the amount of sleep that she needs increases more and more. So when she's not at work, she's sleeping the entire time. So the quality of life just isn't there, really.
You know what they didn't cover in this episode? Hacking.
No, and that's one thing that I did read this review on a website. I think it was called Vulture or something. And the person wasn't a big fan of this episode, the writer. And what they had said was they would have preferred it, rather than focusing on what he had to do in order to provide the money, they would have preferred it focus more on the technology. And I think that's what you're saying. Like, if they'd covered the idea of, you know, it being hacked and that kind of thing,
like,
and what it did, that would have been more
like a John Mars, you know, the one, the passengers, where the cars are hacked, right? That was a very, very well-written book. And it did cover what happens when the cars get hacked and forcefully crashed, if memory serves, and if I'm not just completely losing my mind.
Yeah.
What would have happened if hackers had taken over this company and all their infrastructure and made like a real live botnet, right? Hacking other people or connecting minds together to make a gestalt, or
like a hive mind.
A hive mind. So you, you could get deep, but you know, just let's say for ease of use, you get one person to slap themselves in the face and everybody does it. That's the most tame thing.
Yeah.
You could go worse. But you get the idea. Like, this whole thing there's a lot more they could have covered. And I know they only have a set amount of time.
Well, that's what this review was saying, was that, you know, there was a lot that they could have done that they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it perhaps would have been better. But, you know, it's...
No, I know it is what it is. And it was... I enjoyed
opinion,
it.
It's opinion, isn't it, of what you...
But there's always a what if. And I think that's what all of these episodes end up being. Like, what if this or what if that? And it's quite fascinating.
One thing I did read, that it was very much bringing to the surface, or sort of highlighting, like in America, the cost of medical treatment and healthcare.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the class difference, because you have that if you are lower, you know, financially, you're not making as much money.
Mm-hmm.
You can't afford at all this, or you're put with the sort of dregs of it, I guess. You're the one that has to suffer and do the ads and have the lack of sleep and, you know, all of those kind of things.
Of course.
And the more money you have, the better it is. And it just kind of is showing life as it is, I guess.
It is.
The more
very
money
much.
You have, the easier it is for you, the better it is for you in these sorts of situations.
It's like the rich not paying taxes much. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
What did you make of the episode in terms of, like, your enjoyment factor or likeness of the, I don't know.
Black Mirror is one of those things that I always am desperate to watch, and I do really, really like Black Mirror, and I have rewatched several, but I also find them really difficult to watch at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I am a very emotional person. Like, I'm very sensitive when it comes to things like this. And so I always, it takes me a couple of days of sort of thinking and putting myself in those positions. Like, I find it quite hard. Mm. So immediately it just made me think, oh my gosh, if this was you. And my initial thought is, I would do whatever it was. I would use all of our money. We'd sell everything. We would have nothing. I would just have to keep you alive. You know, I couldn't imagine it being any other way. And then the sort of more realistic side of me kicks in with the, I know that that's not what you would want.
Hell no.
And, you know, in actual fact, I don't think that I would be able to make that decision without having talked to you about it before. Because that's the other thing, is the consent side of it.
Mm-hmm.
If this, you know, obviously in the program, this, that he has to make the decision, because it's not out there yet. It's very new technology. But if we were talking about further down the line, it's available to everybody. You can pick and choose. We could have those conversations and say, don't do it.
Opt in, opt out.
Opt in, opt out. Exactly. But I just think to make that kind of decision for someone else is incredibly difficult.
There are a lot of situations where it would probably put hospices out of business and, you know, care like that.
Mm.
But there will be people. I mean, I could imagine it that you're seen as a lower class person if you now live in a hospice, because obviously your family can't afford to keep you.
But also then at what point do you then, you know, that's another thing. You don't sort of go into the ins and outs of this technology. But
no, of course not.
Does your body still age and you die naturally or of a disease or something anyway?
I wonder.
In which case then hospices would still be a thing, because you've been kept alive from that. I don't know.
This is quite deep, isn't it? Like, it's
Well, it just poses questions, doesn't it? It just brings up those questions.
But I think that's the point. They're really meant to make you think. They're not just sort of light entertainment. Black Mirror really isn't light entertainment.
That's it, isn't it?
It's not comedy.
Because you also couldn't have, like, say, keep... You can't have everybody staying alive with this technology, because the older you get, the less you're able to work. So you're expecting other family members to pay, but how many family members can that family pay for?
Right.
So, I don't...
Let's ask the rich person that put an Apple Watch on each of their dog's four legs back in the day.
Who did that?
I can't remember, but it was a thing. I think it was the initial Apple Watch.
Oh my goodness.
When they were brand new.
That's funny. Well, I have an AirTag on the cat.
Yeah, but that's £29.
I know, it's not the same. And actually, it's pretty pointless because even when she's in next door, we put it on her because I wanted to see how far she goes and where she goes. And I've never seen it register anywhere else but at this address. Even when she's in next door's garden or in the communal garden next door, it never seems to show that she's any further away. So it's pretty pointless, to be honest. But
you can beep her at least.
Yeah, although she never seems to be close enough for me to do that, so I never know. In the summer, she likes to hide outside when I'm trying to bring her in for bed. And
well, this year, maybe the first year, you can really try it out.
She refused. Oh, there goes my watch, speaking of watches. Anyway, did you have any other points that you wanted to discuss?
No, I think I got it all that I wanted to say, and if not, I'll wake up at 2 in the morning going, oh my gosh, I forgot to say this. But it does raise some really interesting points, good, bad and ugly. It does make you think.
Yeah.
And that's the point. There's so much to unpack in an hour long or whatever it is episode. And that you will never get all the nuances in a single watch.
No.
I often go back to them like you have done in the past and watch things later. Yeah. And with time as well and distance, you forget a lot of what happened in it, which is good. I wouldn't watch it like, you know, the next week, but the next year or next 2 years from now, I'll rewatch it. Yeah. And I'll pick up on things I didn't this time around, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know if I'll rewatch this one. That's not to say that it's not a really good episode. I don't know. I think because it upsets me. Because it's too close to home. It's too close to think if something happened to you and I had that option, but actually we wouldn't. Ultimately, it comes down to the fact that we wouldn't have enough money. We wouldn't be able to sustain this.
Nope.
You know, we're not a wealthy family at all. We just about get by and we wouldn't be able to do it. And I just think that's really difficult to think. I wouldn't have enough money to keep my husband alive or for you to keep me alive. You know, I know 100% that I would not do the things that he did.
No.
And I would never, ever want you to do the things. Anything degrading, anything that harmed you or, you know, put you in these.
Well, then you are less peak condition for your children as well. So it's not that useful.
No, that is true.
Watch the episode. Leave your comments. I'd be curious to know what you all think.
Definitely.
And even if you
would disagree with us, do you think it's great technology and you would do anything to keep your partner alive?
Yeah.
You know, whatever the
weather.
Yeah.
It used to be a slogan for ITV Weather back in the day from, I think it was Power Gym.
Yeah.
It was Power Gym.
Whatever the weather.
Yeah. See, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
I have memories of that as a kid.
Yeah. Okay, so to end today, I just have a very, very quick story to tell you because this made me laugh.
Okay.
This is reported end of April, so I think just last week. Party animals, chimpanzees caught on camera sharing alcoholic fruit.
Ooh,
fermented fruit. So a team of British researchers were studying chimpanzees in West Africa, and they documented that the apes were eating and sharing the alcoholic fruit, the fermented fruit. So this is like one of the first times that this has been observed.
It's like naughty school children.
It's like naughty school children, yeah. And they believe that, you know, it's because it's giving them the same effect that it does when humans drink alcohol. So, yeah, they're all sat round having a drink, strengthening the bonds between them, you know, like...
Having a good old time.
Men in the pub do.
Yes, watching the football.
Or women in the pub too. You know, people in the pub. Yeah.
We could ask your dad all about that.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my my little story because I just made me laugh.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Did you see a video of it?
No, there's a couple of pictures though. Oh. We'll put the link on. People can go see.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Actually, along those lines,
yes.
Did you know that dolphins will deliberately play or... Do they eat the pufferfish? Play with the pufferfish? Get stung by pufferfish, I think. One of those. Because it gets them high.
Yeah.
The sting, I think it is, from a pufferfish.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hi, dolphins.
Yeah.
The philosophers of the world.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And did you hear about Google Gemini making or trying to make an AI to be able to understand dolphins and convert dolphin into English?
That sounds like the beginning of a joke.
No.
No, I did not hear that.
It's actually true. Wow. Look it up in a minute. You'll see.
Gosh, that should have been one of my stories.
Should have been one of your stories.
Yeah, I did
you can,
not
You
see
can
that.
Follow it up next time.
Okay.
You can go find it out.
All right.
Well, there we are then. We came to the end of an episode. And it's not too hot, thankfully. I was thinking that we were going to do this in the boiling hot sun, but maybe because of the time we're recording, it's
nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's quite cool today.
For now, yeah.
This time yesterday was boiling. Mm. But there we are. Thank you for listening. If you're new, welcome. And if you're old, welcome back. And we thank you for staying with us. If you did to the end... let us know your thoughts on Black Mirror and all the things we've covered and all that sort of thing. Leave us comments on the contact form or on YouTube if that's your jam. And do like and subscribe and do share because word of mouth is the only way we can ever be heard. Thank you and see you again soon.
Bye.